This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
Collie Blinky Foran has been cutting the hair of the O'Carroll Kelly men for, I don't know, generations. My old man first took me there when I was like 3 years old, just like his old man took him. And when it was time for Brian, Johnny and Leo to have their very first haircuts, blade one at the back and sides and a quiff at the front, as is traditional, it was in Blinky's chair in Hair Apparent above the Chandlery and Marine Supply store on Monkstown Crescent that the boys sat. The dude is like ancient, and he got his name from, obviously, his habit of like shutting his eyes fully when he blinks, which is every 2 seconds, so it's like he's trying to tell you something in Morse code. Blinky is an absolute artist with a scissors and an electric shaver, which is saying something given that he spends half of his time cutting your hair in literally darkness. But Christmases, birthdays and Leinster School Senior Cup Finals, he cut my hair for all of them. He even did it on the morning of my wedding day. Anyway, I'm in there with Brian, Johnny and Leo, and there's something I need to say to the dude, except I want to do it in a way that doesn't hurt his feelings. The last time I was in here, I go, you made a complete and utter balls of my hair. Okay, so much for that. He goes, what do you mean? On the big time defensive. I'm there, don't take this the wrong way. It's the first time you've ever cut my hair and I haven't been happy with it. He's cutting Leo's at the time and he looks genuinely crushed. I'm sorry to hear that, he goes. Brian picks up the open razor and tries to slash Johnny's arm with it. Boys being boys. I'm there. I don't want to be, I think it's a word, insensitive. But I'm wondering, is it the blinking? It's definitely getting worse. The dude goes, what blinking? He like literally says that. I'm there. You have like a nervous habit of blinking? He looks at me like he hasn't a hazel chew what I'm on about. I'm there. Dude, everyone calls you Blinky. Do they? He goes, I've never heard that. Of course, now I feel like a total dick for mentioning it. I changed the subject back to the balls up he made of my hair the last day. I'm just making the point, I go, that a few days later, I noticed there were like humongous bald patches in it. He's like, that has nothing to do with me. And he goes back to shaving the back of Leo's head. It's because you're losing your hair. Are you only saying that because I told you your nickname was Blinky? No, I'm saying it because it's true. I've been watching it happen for about a year now. You're going bald, Ross. Same as your father went bald. And your grandfather. Same as these three will go bald as well. Fuck you, Leo goes, taking the words right out of my mouth. I'm there, so what? You're saying that that's your expert view, that I'm losing my hair? It's not the end of the world, he goes. I'm there, that's easy for you to say, because the dude has hair like fucking Elvis. He goes, I think it's time I showed you the book. I'm like, the book? And he opens the drawer in front of me and whips out, like he said, a book, a leather-bound one with like pages and pages of photographs in it. He goes, these are all styles I recommend to people who are going through, well, what you're going through. I'm there, does Jude Law come in here? No, that's just an example of how you can hide a receding hairline by keeping your hair short and teasing the front upwards. No, definitely not. He turns the page and goes, what about this one? I'm like, you don't cut DiCaprio's hair, do you? No, all of these were printed off the internet by my daughter. See the way it's slicked back on the top? Although you probably need to grow it out a bit first. Not for me, dude. What else? Okay, what about this one? Matt Damon. Like you, he's got the receding crown to hide, so he's gone for what the Yanks call the buzz cut. It's a blade too all over. Would help minimise your baldness and draw attention to some of your other features. Why are you staring at my nose when you say that? Well, I was thinking this style goes very well with a moustache or a beard. It's a good way to draw the eye away from the area of, you know, concern. What else have you got? Okay, he goes, turning the page again. This is someone who does come in here. And he shows me a picture of, my old man, except when he was younger. This was the famous Charles when he was around the same age as you. I'm like, you are not giving me a fucking comb over. It's not a comb over, he tries to go. It's just a case of, making less do more. I'm like, that is a fucking comb over. I should know. I spent my teenage years slagging him about it. I don't want these three dickheads doing the same to me. Please yourself. What about this one? Spikes are a good way to make your scalp less visible. Yeah, no, I'm too old to carry off the boy band look. He's like, what about a ponytail? And that's when I end up losing it. I stand up from the chair. I'm there. I'm sad to say it, Blinky, but this is the end of the road for us. A fucking ponytail. That's Orlando Bloom. I don't care who the fuck it is. I'm a quiff guy. That's what people expect when they look at me. You don't have it anymore, Ross. It's gone. Do you know who said that to me once? Declan Kidney. He said it about my rugby talent. I looked him in the eye and I went, I am going to fucking prove you wrong. And even though I didn't, I'm saying the same thing to you now. Brian, give Blinky his open razor back. We're going somewhere else.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.